This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Abortion is likely to be on Colorado ballots this fall. Supporters of a constitutional amendment protecting legal abortion turned in their signatures to the Secretary of State today. They say they've gathered 100,000 more than what's necessary to make sure they have enough valid signatures to get on the ballot. In addition to codifying legal abortion, the amendment overturns Colorado's ban on state funding for abortions and allows insurance for government employees to cover the procedure. It will need support from 55% of voters to pass. Grand Junction's mayor says changes to mail delivery will impact city government. Anna Stout says the U.S. Postal Service plan to overhaul mail processing means city businesses will see delays.
Being told that there won't be a significant impact is frankly insulting to all of us who know how to do math and understand that when mail that gets sent from Grand Junction has to go all the way to Denver and come back along I-70, that is going to add days to delivery time.
The changes are a part of a nationwide modernization effort for the Postal Service. Cracks in a bridge on U.S. 50 between Montrose and Gunnison has forced CDOT to close the highway. CDOT closed the bridge immediately at the urging of the Federal Highway Administration. Engineering experts said they identified anomalies in the bridge this afternoon during a second inspection of the structure. The bridge closure is located at mile point 136 on Highway 50. There's no timeline for the bridge to reopen. In Denver tonight, there's a chance for rain with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, snow is possible. This is CPR News.